Welcome to my podcast episode. I am your host, Adalissa, and today I'm going to talk about marijuana legalization and its benefits and so on. We're in this era where there is a lot of controversy about weed legalization, what's bad, what's good, and some people support the idea of legalizing weed in America and some do not. I personally believe there are many good benefits of marijuana, so therefore I support the idea of marijuana legalization. So the question is, should marijuana be legalized throughout all of America? 9 states are already legalized: Alaska, California, Colorado, Maine, Massachusetts, Nevada, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington. Another 21 states allow only some form of medical marijuana. The rest of the states offer things lesser than medical marijuana, for example, CBD oil. More than half of America is already legalized in some way. Yeah, other states are considering it. So we might as well make this a marijuana legalized country, right? So let's talk about how marijuana can actually help you and benefit you in many ways. First of all, it does help with depression. Using compounds derived from marijuana to restore normal endocannabinoid function can potentially help stabilize moods and ease depression, says Samir Hajdahmane, who is a researcher at Buffalo University. This natural remedy offers patients peace of mind and battles stress by enhancing mood, providing energy and focus, relieving anxiety, inducing hunger, and combating insomnia. Also, a 2006 study found that occasional or daily cannabis consumers have lower levels of depressive symptoms than non-users. However, if you do keep using marijuana every single day, if you overuse it basically, your depression can worsen. But the point is that if you take a few puffs of it or just, you know, a few hits, it can help you in many ways. It can reduce anxiety and get rid of that depression because it gives you these euphoric feelings and makes you happier. It changes your mood and does enhance, like, the way you feel. So, now here I am with Matt, and he is going to tell us about his views on marijuana legalization in America. How do you feel about marijuana legalization in America?
I feel like marijuana should be legal in all 50 states. Yeah, I'm for marijuana.
Do you believe there are good health benefits of legalizing?
Yes. The one big health benefit, I think, is it helps with anxiety. Numerous eating disorders, sleep disorders.
Has it ever been beneficial to you?
Yeah. About 2 years ago when I broke my arm, doctors gave me some opiate pain medicine, which I refused to take, and I used marijuana instead for my pain management, and yeah, it really helped me.
Do you think there's any reason it shouldn't be legalized?
The only reason I can think of is that I've heard arguments of, like, short-term memory loss due to smoke and the stuff. But that's about it. That's all I can think of.
Another thing is that marijuana is actually a safer alternative than drugs and alcohol. Because, first of all, it's not as dangerous and destructible as alcohol. With alcohol, it makes you more unaware of what's going on around you if you've had too much to drink, and it's really bad for you. There's just never been anything good that comes out of drinking alcohol. For example, drunk driving and DUIs are very dangerous, not just for you, but you're risking other lives too. Weed has way many more benefits to it than alcohol will ever have. Also, when people drink too much alcohol, it can be very, very dangerous. CDC reports that there are nearly 88,000 alcohol-related deaths each year. And another thing is that that does not compare to marijuana. The number of deaths caused by marijuana is almost zero. To overdose on marijuana, you would have to smoke between 15 and 70 grams, which is between 238 and 1,000 113 joints in a day to overdose. There's so many benefits of marijuana. We could go on and on and on. But another benefit, which is not health related, is it could have an impact on tax revenue. So in the states that it is legalized in, like in Colorado, in 2015, Colorado collected more than $135 million in taxes and fees on medical and recreational marijuana. Sales in the state totaled over $996 million. A report from the Colorado State University Pueblo's Institute of Cannabis Research recently found that the legal marijuana industry has contributed more than $58 million to the local economy through taxes and other fees. A RCG Economics and Marijuana Policy Group study in Nevada says that legalizing recreational marijuana in the state could support over 41,000 jobs until 2024 and generate over $1.7 billion in labor income. And now here I am with Nadia, and she is going to tell us how she feels about marijuana legalization. What is your stance on legalizing marijuana?
Well, I don't think it should be legalized at all.
Why?
Well, because a lot of people misuse it, and especially the younger generations, they just use it to have that 1 hour feeling, or I mean, that's what I would call it, short, happy feeling or relaxed, I don't think you should use anything to readjust your natural moods.
How would they misuse it?
Well, misusing it would be by constantly using it and just getting high off of it, and yeah.
How do you think America would be impacted if it were to be legalized?
I think it would probably be even worse, but at the same time, as much as they use it now, they would probably use it even more, knowing that they can buy it in any corner around.
Okay. What are your main concerns on use of marijuana?
My main concern is for the younger generation, because they are still not educated about it. They don't know much about it. They don't know that it can hurt them, and they can just do a lot of wrong things without thinking, being conscious. So,
do you believe there are any alternatives to smoking weed?
No, you either do or you don't.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
There's always going to be some sort of downfall or bad thing to anything you use or anything you do. Just like the downfall of using marijuana is that it can harm a person's memory up to weeks after using. Many daily users usually cannot remember before they sobered up. And students who use marijuana have lower grades and are less likely to get into college than people who don't smoke marijuana. Smokers do not have the same abilities to remember and organize information compared to those who do not use. Also, a study of postal workers found that employees who tested positive for marijuana had 55% more accidents, 85% more injuries, and a 75% increase in being absent from work. So yeah, I think that marijuana should be federally legalized throughout America because there are many benefits, like I've mentioned, the health benefits, which there are way more than what I've talked about, and the benefit of how it could impact America economically in a better way. Of course, there will always be some sort of downfall of anything you do, but you have to look at the brighter side and think of, are the benefits really worth it? For weed, most of the time, in my opinion, I think yes, since it can help you in many ways that the good overcomes the bad of it. It will help America's economy, and we may have less sick people. And last but not least, marijuana helps all, and 84% of America also agrees. Thank you for listening to my podcast.